Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Welcome back to it. My next guest is a reluctant Donald Trump supporter, I think is a fair way to put it, having read a fair amount here. Jen Zmirak here is the editor, the senior editor of Never of Streams on Lights online post, easy for me to say. Stream Online, a great source that I go to all the time. A senior editor there, a Never Hillary guy. But a guy who is not impressed with Donald Trump on the debate stage on Monday. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, and the website is thestream.org.
There you
stream.org,
yeah.
If you want to find it.
Well, I knew that, but I was having trouble making my tongue work. It's late in the day. I don't know. Anyhow, give me an idea. You think that, see, here's the way I scored the debate, and then you tell me where I'm right or wrong. I thought that Donald Trump owned the first half hour and really made some headway when it came to trade deals and jobs. I'm in Michigan, and when you talk about jobs leaving and factories leaving, I think that hit home in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and elsewhere. But after that, he got into the weeds several times, and Lester Holt led him there, asked a lot of follow-up questions. Hillary Clinton got zero follow-up questions, by the way. But if Donald Trump was surprised that Lester Holt was in the tank for Hillary Clinton, he shouldn't have been, and it seems kind of silly. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're exactly right. Donald Trump started off as his old self, and after about a half an hour turned into Jeb Bush. It was sad.
And what do you mean by that?
He started being defensive and tentative and getting into wonkish policy details, all the things that made people tune out of John Kasich during the primaries. He needed to be on the offense. Excuse me, I'm sitting here. Bless you. Need to be on the offense, not the defense.
Well, let me ask you something here. I mean, here's the thing. I think that actually there's a possibility. Hillary Clinton is going around exceptionally arrogant yesterday, thinking that she won this thing in a crush. But if you look at, I mean, there's dozens of snap polls out there, non-scientific, I'll give you, but Time Magazine is an example. 2 million people checked in online. 55% believe that Donald Trump won that debate. And that's true of snap poll after snap poll, whether it's CNBC or Fortune Magazine or Variety Magazine, for that matter. CNN gave her the nod with only 500 people checking in on a snap poll as well. But I think that her arrogance, her I've got this, oh, I'll kill him next time, I think that, you know, that could be a pitfall for her coming up.
It can be, but we can't let Trump off the hook. He needs to do better. He needs to attack. He needs to keep on the attack. He needs to explain about Benghazi, explain why those 30,000 emails she deleted, even though Congress had requested them. Why is she destroying evidence? What is she trying to hide? He doesn't need to be talking about his casinos or his tax returns. He should not even, whatever they ask him, he needs to answer the question he wants to answer. So if Lester Holt asks him about his tax returns, he needs to say, thank you for asking about Hillary's emails, and then talk about that. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to play by the rules. He's the celebrity. They're not. He needs to get in there and fight hard and fight dirty. He needs to go after Hillary on all her manifest corruption. The money she gets from Saudi Arabia, her ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, there is so much.
Why she refuses to release speeches from Goldman Sachs, where the 33,000 emails, that's a lot of yoga, Hillary, a lot of yoga.
Exactly.
And on and on.
Attack. And the one thing they know they can get to him is if they attack his business, his career achievements, or the size of his hands. And I swear to God, if Hillary Clinton makes fun of the size of his hands, my fear is that Donald Trump will do what he did with Marco Rubio and just start talking about his personal attributes, and then we're done. He needs to just realize this is not about him. This is about America. This is about stopping Hillary Clinton, stopping the Democrats from flooding this country with a new wave of future Democrat voters and, frankly, future terrorist bombers.
Do you think that the the debate really had an impact on the polls. I guess we'll see in a couple of days. I don't know if it did, but I'm going to guess if it did, that it's possible that Donald Trump might benefit by a point or two. I just saw the brand new LA Times poll come out. He's up a point from yesterday and 2 days ago. And those are pretty much real-time polling. So I don't know. You tell me.
I certainly hope so. But I'm speaking from the point of view, someone who's hoping that the Trump campaign listens and puts him back on the attack. Because his only access to the media without a filter of leftist reporters are these debates. The debates were partly what won him the primaries in the Republican Party. This is an open window to the voter that's not going through all these news editors filtering it and giving it a spin. He needs to take full advantage of that and speak to the American voter. Will Hillary Clinton make America safe? Will she protect our interests? Will she protect your job? Will she protect the rights of vulnerable Americans, like unborn children? Will she support your values and especially your constitutional freedoms of religious free exercise of religion, right of self-defense, and the Second Amendment? She's a threat to all these things. He needs to connect with that. He needs to connect with the reasons also that so many Democrats despise Hillary.
Well, no question. We're on with John Zmirak, the Stream's senior editor, thestream.org, to find out more. Great articles there. I started reading that about, I don't know, 6 months ago now, and I've had several people on from the Stream ever since, and always a good conversation, John. Let me ask you this.
Thank you.
What about the outreach? Because I'm seeing better numbers coming out of the African-American community and the Hispanic community when it comes to numbers of supporters for Donald Trump. And it's not a phenomenon that I saw 4 years ago. Mitt Romney did not have, you know, black churches in Detroit holding get-togethers or churches in Cleveland Heights holding get-togethers to talk and to shake hands with Donald Trump. It is happening. Now, he's not going to get 50% of the black vote, but he's going to get more, I believe, than John McCain or Mitt Romney got. What do you think?
I certainly hope so, and I think his talking, his conversation about jobs and immigration, a lot of native-born black and Hispanic Americans see that massive low-skill immigration is a threat to their jobs or a threat to their kids' first jobs. That's why working-class America has not had a pay raise in 30 years, because the jobs that the corporations can't outsource to China or Mexico, what jobs are left in America? They're going to bring in a foreigner to do them. And then that foreigner's kids will be on welfare. And the native-born Americans will be paying taxes to support the first and second cousins of the people who have come to replace them. It's absolutely outrageous. It's insane. And that's why Donald Trump got the nomination. He got it because of the wall. Why didn't we hear about the wall at the debate? I want to hear about people like that Turkish immigrant who shot up a shopping mall in Washington State, who is a proud immigrant for Hillary Clinton. He needs to talk about that. That's why he's up there now. It's because he spoke to national security.
There you go, John. I got to leave it there, my friend. John Zmirak, he is the senior editor at the Stream.org. Check it out. John, great conversation. Thank you.